taking a stance against bras on stage?
Ooh. And did Kelly Price say, it's her time now to Mariah Carey?
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Okay, Brad, what is the tea today?
Well, Coi Leray rejects a fan, y'all. Coi Leray was not here for a fan who slid into her DMs, okay? So the fan hit up Coi on IG trying to shoot his shot by requesting that she join him for a romantic night out. Aww. And to the fan's surprise, she actually responded with, what's the date?
Oh. Okay.
Well, it's clear he wasn't anticipating hearing back from her, so he turned to AI technology to give him some date suggestions, and he replied,
taking a boat ride, you know, watching the sunset.
Well, Coi wasn't feeling it, y'all, and snapped back with, how about you take a boat ride out of my DMs?
Wow. No!
Well,
wow. I feel bad for this guy just because it's like he shot his shot and she's like, what's the date? Can you imagine what was going through his feelings right then in that moment? He's like, oh my gosh, I gotta get this right.
Yeah, well, like, you're on scramble mode because I'm sure he didn't expect her to reply. It's
right.
Like,
that's why you shouldn't
really
do that.
It was sweet how he replied, though. You know what I mean? It wasn't offensive. Why is she mad?
I don't know. Well, don't play waste my time, though. If you don't have a damn date when I ask you right then, you got to wait then. I'm going
to
be
upset. It made him nervous, so he checked with AI or tried to look up some stuff that would sound good.
But I could see the optics, though. A white man offering a black woman a trip on a boat.
Sounds good to me.
Historically, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, a boat ride is a big first date.
Well, yeah.
A boat ride's a big first date. Why not just like a glass of wine on a patio as we watch the sunset? Like, that's like a good first date.
Tamar, did JR take you on a boat ride?
He's taken me on several rides.
Really?
Oh. Won't he
TMI.
Do it? Amen.
The date is with Destiny and we're going to Pound Town. Well, the game is the anti-Drake out here in these streets, especially when it comes to collecting bras. So there's a video circulating on the internet of the game performing at one of his shows when a woman in a crowd tossed a very large red bra on stage. And he stopped the show to make it clear he's no Drake and he don't be doing no tricking before tossing the bra back into the crowd. It's like, take that back.
No tricking, what's he mean?
Like, you know, like, he ain't gonna be spending money on you or trying to, like, elevate you to greatness and things like that. I mean, like, I understand Game is the Blood. She was at least considerate enough to throw a red bra on stage. You gotta understand. Like, yo, she had your best interest in mind.
And Drake be giving out Birkin bags and stuff. What?
She sure does, baby.
Not sure.
And that's what you call tricking.
For sure.
Big time.
Ain't tricking if you got it.
Come on. It's called gifts when you got it.
Okay.
HK, let's say you're performing and somebody tosses a bra up on stage. What are you gonna do? You gonna...
As long as it's from a girl, I'm gonna be like, thanks.
Oh, wow.
Well, how you gonna know the difference if that was RuPaul or a girl?
I'd be like, who threw this? And hopefully they'd be like, me, and not me.
You giving them a bag? You giving them a purse?
Yeah, Birkin bag.
Birkin.
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 Child, well, baby, we all know that Miss Kelly Price can sing her face off. And when she worked with some of the greats like George Michael, 112, Jay-Z, Mace, the Notorious B.I.G., and my favorite Mariah Carey as their background vocalist, she claims it wasn't until 1996, Daydream World Tour, when she heard the voice of God tell her to move on. Mm. Yes, y'all, the woman of God said, I know when I hear God speaking to me, I started thinking about the fact that I was going to have a conversation with Mariah to tell her that I would be moving on. It was one of the hardest conversations I've ever had. There was no reason for me to go. It was just time for my elevation.
All right, baby.
When you know, you know.
Yo,
yeah,
can you imagine? That's a difficult to feel like you're ready to move on. You're probably in the best position you've ever been in, but then to also say, I have to change, do something else. That's a difficult place to be in.
Not really. Don't nobody want to be no background singer for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
I heard a fun fact. It tell me if it's true that you sang background on Lady Gaga's
Born
joint.
This Way?
Yeah, like, I had no idea.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I used to be a background singer.
Yeah, so what, you don't do it no more?
Excuse me?
Did you ever have to tell somebody you weren't doing it anymore?
Yeah, I'm not singing background for you no more. I don't want to be a doo-wop pop chick.
Really? You told me?
I do not want to be a doo-wop pop chick for all of my life. Now, let me just say this. My background singing days set me up for the singer that I am today. Because had I not did that, I wouldn't have known what to do about anything. So, I mean, I'm grateful for that time.
Right.
But it is, at some point, a time where, you know, you have to spread your wings and fly, like Mariah said.
But everybody ain't a star.
Everybody ain't no star. Everybody should stand behind that mic and be grateful.
Yes.
Okay? But some of us who can step in front of the mic, at least give yourself an opportunity to do something.
Facts.
Well, moving on, child. Miss Tamar, now your man, honey, JR.
Again?
Now, he didn't, yes, girl, he didn't tell all your damn business, baby, on Beyonce's internet. Now, honey, they said, now, this is the deal, baby. I stumbled across your YouTube show, honey, with JR, and all things black and white. And the man of God, honey, he done told people, baby, that you, ooh, Green said you snore like a ox. Oh, I mean, say you snore, girl. Take a look, child.
Tamar, when she's very, very comfortable and is in a deep sleep, has the deepest snore ever.
I know you did not tell the people to look up.
I told them. You got a deep snore. But that's only when she's super comfortable and she, like, legs up just...
J.R.!
So, Tamar, he said when he put you to sleep, you snore.
Whoa! First of all, that is a lie. I do not snore.
What?
Well, how do I know? I'm sleeping.
Exactly. I don't know. There's not a whole lot wrong with snoring, but what's this, what's the legs up thing?
I don't know what he's talking about. The man of God sometimes jumps to conclusions. I don't know what he means.
Tamar, he's watching you.
But why would my leg be up? Don't you think that's awkward?
I don't know, but if that's what he saw,
like, maybe that's like one of your like little things that you just do. Like, is it up like roaches, like when they're on their back? Or is it like, you know, like,
you're
like
a rope girl. You saying she's a rope
curl up, you know, some people curl up on the sides.
I don't believe I snore.
You ain't say he lied when he was talking to you right then, though. So it's kind of like at way later, now you're trying to defend yourself.
I just couldn't believe he told everybody that.
It's all
right. First of all, he's never told me that before.
It's all right.
Do I look like I snore?
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't look like they snore, and they do. I snore. People snore. Yeah. You're getting some good sleep, damn it.
Bro, Brad definitely snores.
She definitely snores.
I'm a damn sure snore, and I will tell everybody from the mountaintop, if you don't like it, get the hell on. Okay?
But Taylor doesn't look like he snores.
No, I don't snore.
Well, how you know you don't snore?
First off, no one's ever told me that I snore.
That
but I just, like, when I sleep, I'm like a dead body. Like, I don't move. I'm just like...
He looked like he gave a little sizzle, like a little...
like a slow tire leak?
Yes, baby. Do those lips, honey.
That's funny.
Slow tire leak. Okay, y'all, here's a blast from the past. Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt. Man, still talking about them 20 years later after The Hills. Remember them? Okay, all right. Well, rumor has it they're part of a group of reality stars, including Bethany Frankel, who want to go on strike in order to get paid better. But newsflash, Spidey dropped a video letting us know that that is not the case. Check it out.
Breaking news. There's been some miscommunication out there on the internet that Heidi and I were involved in the reality TV strike.
We're just unemployed. Yeah.
We will go on any show, any network. You can treat us however you would like.
I'll work for champagne.
You can get us drunk, put us in hot rooms with no air conditioning.
I mean, look, here's the thing. It's like all those years ago, they were kind of painted out to be the villains on these shows, but they feel more relatable now than ever before.
Yeah. Hey, yo, he looked like the dad from Eight Is Enough.
He looked
like Dick Van Patten.
And she looked like the old Tori Spelling.
She looked like Tori Spelling, right.
But think about how big that show was. Y'all don't think they should have gotten residuals from that?
The Hills?
Yeah.
They didn't create it.
For years.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Y'all don't think that they should have gotten it?
They should have. It's very exploitative.
Right.
The way it's done.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason people are like protesting and boycotting now about certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like, there got to be some changes.
Yeah,
hey, look, if you can strike and get it, then get it. That's what I say.
Just don't strike out.
Okay.
Up next, someone's questioning Bethany Frankel's intelligence. But she might not be too smart herself. Ooh, details after the break.
Spice.
Ooh.
Sorry, Bethany.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation! Yeah, well, y'all, former housewife of New York City, Carol Radswell, is getting dragged online for attempting to throw shade at her former co-star, Bethany Frankel. Now, a housewife fan page posted this pic calling out Bethany's ongoing battle with Bravo. Well, Carol commented saying, shrewd perhaps, but she's actually not very intelligent. Well, fans quickly noticed while Carol was trying to insult Bethany, she made herself look not so intelligent because she done misspelled shrewd.
Ciao.
And baby, in the words of Gary, baby, the trolls let Carol have it in the comments.
Oh,
they just need to see a little blood and the sharks will come.
Yes, they will.
Every time.
Yes.
If you're going to take a shot at somebody online, you better spell check everything.
You better shoot it right, yeah.
But I thought they had spell check when you do something. I know when I spelled misspelled words, the spell check corrected.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But when you're writing real fast trying to get somebody back, you be forgetting the spell check.
Well, sometimes spell check can mess it up, too, because, like sometimes I've seen it where people will try to spell Bon Appetit, and they'll spell Bon Apple Tea. You know, because all of those words are spelled correctly, but then it's like Bon Apple Tea, when it's supposed to be Bon Appetit, you know? You gotta be careful about it.
Yeah.
Yo, it reminds me of the time when Mary J. Blige said, I hate when people question my intelligence, and she spelled intelligence wrong. And I was
That's like when Mama D spelled bitch. She's like, B-I-C-C-H. Like, wait, what?
Hilarious.
Moving on, NLE Chopper and his ex Marissa Denae just welcomed a baby boy. Big up.
Congrats.
But it's the baby's name that has people talking, all right? They named their son Chosen One, Deshaun Potts. Now he went on to explain the name, further saying Chosen One, Zenful energy from the Divine One. He already won in life. One, the Chosen One, Deshaun, my middle name, is Mashawn Marissa's, is Denae, and his name is unique to all of us, and that's all that really matters. But it's a reason why his name is that way. We came out the womb different.
Whoa.
Okay. He wonton.
Yeah. Wonton is a dish. Like,
yes,
that
is
a
tasty one.
But what happened to the original names? Why are people going with all these different... What happened to Kunta and Leroy?
Wait a minute now.
And, I mean...
Leroy been played out a long time ago. And Kunta, we eliminated Kunta at the roots.
Yes, we did. Okay. And haven't met another Kunta since.
Me either. I met a Kizzy now. A Kizzy. Yeah. But I ain't met another Kunta.
And I feel like that was only for roots.
Right.
I mean, it's just crazy. What happened to Lester? And-
Lester?
There's a couple of them out here. Might be one present.
A couple of Lester's we know. Yeah.
Yeah, like no, the mother kids are probably punching air right now. Because just imagine your name is like, I don't know, Los, and the Chosen One is sitting over there, right?
Right.
Parents got to do better, man.
Yeah,
gotta do
man. They can come up with something cute for the next one so nobody feels alienated.
I mean, you could always just change your name, you know what I'm saying?
The next one should be called I'm the One.
Also, too, it's like, I feel like kids' names sometimes change when they get a little older and they get in trouble and parents got to say the name real quick because they want to make a point.
They going
to
call him Cho-Cho.
Yeah, yo, Cho-Cho.
Get that back to Cho-Cho.
Cho-Cho, come do your dishes.
Yo, how dope is little Cho-Cho, though?
Cho-Cho, you heard what I said.
Yeah. Cho-Cho,
okay?
Yo, Cho-Cho fast. He run errands. He pay attention.
All right, everybody. Coming up, seems like Offset found the secret to not being in the doghouse with Cardi B. The secret is revealed right after the break.
You can't play with my Cho-Cho. Hey. Cho-Cho.
Don't try to play me out. Don't try to play me out.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all. What up? So, y'all, Kerry Washington keeps trying to shake off Hollywood, but she just can't seem to cut it off because she's addicted to amazing scripts. Well, during a recent interview, Kerry admitted she's always trying to quit, but she just keeps getting material. And here's what she said. Let me try to do it a little bit. I was really, really done with this business right before I read the script for Ray. I was really, really done with this business right before I read the script for The Last King of Scotland. I was entirely done with this business before reading the script for Scandal. This is what happens again and again. And unfortunately for the Emmy winner, another great script came across her desk, and now her show Unprisoned is on Hulu, and she just keep on working, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that a problem?
Oh, my God. What a problem.
Woe is she.
I was finished until I got an amazing job.
Right.
Like, this wasn't even a subtle flex. Like, everything she mentioned was, like, top-tier material
that
anybody who's a waiter or waitress somewhere waiting for their big break wish they had.
An artist never quits painting.
Okay.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
An artist never quits
y'all
painting.
Y'all seen the notebook? She said, I don't paint anymore.
Yeah. Be careful what you pray for, honey.
Gary, what would you do? Gary, what would you do if all the talk shows, podcasts, radio, everything went away? What would you do?
I would go back to the medical field and be a nurse.
Yeah?
What? Uh-huh.
Nurse Gary?
Yes, Nurse Gary, honey. I call the shots.
Oh.
Literally.
Literally.
Moving on, well, Cardi B, stay ready when it comes to putting her husband Offset on blast. So Cardi explained to her fans on social media that Offset called and said, did you want some food? Mm-hmm. And she was a little upset because he showed up, y'all, 2 hours later with a plate in his hand.
No, Offset.
But come on, Offset, for the win. Luckily, he ain't no dummy. The food wasn't all he bought back home.
Smart
Check
man.
Check it out.
I said, if I would have known you was going to take 2 hours to get me food, you shouldn't have even asked me if I wanted food. I would have just ordered it. But look what my baby was doing for me. He got me this bag. Yeah. I love you.
Rachel.
Sorry.
She ain't mad no more.
You bring me home a chocolate Chanel bag. Oh, I mean, I'm happy.
You should have got
forever.
The bag first and then got the food, so the food could have still been hot, and she'd have been happy all the way across
that'd
the board.
That'd have been real smooth.
Was he picking up food at the mall?
I don't know.
Yeah, but honey, let me see y'all something.
But I'd have ate a sandwich already before he came home.
He probably went to his other damn woman's house
what?
First.
Barry!
He went to his other woman, baby.
No.
And he got that damn purse to bring home, honey, to make up, honey, for that time. You're going to trust me.
Try to stress me out just now.
2 hours.
No, Gary. We're not claiming that.
No, we're
rebuking
not.
That in the name of Jesus.
He took long to get the food because he wanted to get her a gift.
Right.
So he was just calling, being funny, hey,
Chanel
you want
store.
Some food?
Right.
He did it on purpose to get her, you know, all riled up
right.
and bought her the purse.
Right.
All the purses
so you think
she
the
got.
Purse was the play the whole
the
time?
The purse was the play the entire time.
Okay. It don't matter how many purses you got if you don't have the one that you get.
Okay.
That is it right there.
That's a true poet.
You. You don't have the one that you get.
Okay.
Okay.
Tamar, is this what, whenever JR puts you on blast, does he come around with like a purse? How does he make up?
Yes, that's why I know what the play is.
Right.
All right, y'all, up next, a wanted man made it really easy for the cops to catch him. We're going to explain that after the break.
Oh, Lord. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Time to wrap things up with...
This is it!
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. All right. A 24-year-old man by the name of Justin C. Carter applied to be a police officer through email in South Carolina with the Monticello Police Department in Arkansas. Okay.
Wow.
He went to Arkansas. Okay. So when Justin showed up to the Monticello Police Department, the Popo noticed there were some inconsistencies in his physical appearance from his background check.
Ooh.
Well, unfortunately for Justin, the Popo found out his real identity and saw that he had a nationwide warrant from Georgia.
Oh. Guys, this is the nationwide.
This is the worst part. They let this man complete the physical fitness part of the cop test and then immediately arrested him as soon as he was done.
Wow.
They got him when he was tired.
Make him work.
Oh. Wow.
Because they knew if he was tired, he couldn't run.
But this man earned this L. You know good and well you got a warrant. And he was probably trying to join the police force so he could maybe try to figure out a way to get into the computer, expunge his record. Like, you don't go to the problem, you run from the problem.
Are all warrants nationwide?
I was going to say, what's a nationwide warrant?
No.
I feel bad for him. Yeah, he's trying to turn his
you
life
feel
around.
Bad.
Trying
no,
to get
he's
a job.
A real life criminal for that. He really tried it.
Turn his life around. He better go to church.
Yeah.
Talk to God, not the police station.
Hopefully his life is the only thing that you gotta turn around that he's locked up.
They're out here like, all right, you just ran a mile. Come on in, get some water. And these handcuffs.
That's so funny.
Don't drop the soap.
Let's see how fast you got these bracelets.
Poke thing.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.